This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We had Jordan Reed of ESPN on the show last hour. Good interview. A lot came out of it, but I thought there was one particular answer from Reed that sounded a siren for me as potential intel and information you'll want come next Friday for round two, maybe even Thursday for late round one, as it sounds. This was Reed of ESPN on what he's hearing about the Commanders and the draft.
So just to share with you guys, I think this is the worst kept secret in the draft right now, is the Commanders trading up from 36 or 40 to get an offensive tackle. It just makes so much sense for them to trade up and take advantage of this huge, or this deep offensive line class, I should say. I just don't see Adam Peters having so many picks just waiting till 36 or 40 for one of those guys to fall to him. I could see them trading up, you know, late 20s, mid-20s, something like that, to get one of these guys that potentially is falling.
I am completely on record as saying I fully expect the Commanders to pick twice in the first round. In fact, you and I last week had a question. We took calls. Will they make more or less than 1.5 picks in round one, meaning are they going to trade up for a second selection? And I said, yeah, I think that they will. I think they take a quarterback at 2, and then I think somewhere between picks 14 and 26, let's say, I think they're going to get an offensive tackle who they start in week one on the left side.
I think it's a coin toss. Not because they don't want that to happen. I think they're willing to, if their read is, hey, we're going to look up and there's going to be a run. It's going to be Mims, Morgan, Guyton. They're all going to go and we're going to be left with kind of the leftovers at 36 or 40 or whatever. Then they'll make a move. If the draft, what happens at every single draft where guys, quote unquote, fall through the cracks, or there's a run on a different position and the numbers game works out for them, then I bet you they stay put. But to me, it's a coin toss as to that'll happen. I think they are poised and ready to do that very thing, to trade back into the first round, into maybe somewhere in the early 20s, all kind of content depending, to snag one of these tackles.
I just don't think you can stay pat and get a starter on the left side at 36. And if you do, then everything fell perfectly, but you can't risk that. You know, in other words, let's say you see how 32 picks go. In and of itself, that's going to be excruciating, sitting, waiting, hoping that tackles are falling and still available for you when round two starts on Friday. But now let's fast forward to Friday. I think you got to go up to the start of the second round. You know, if they only make the one pick and they still have 36 and 40, then I don't think you can wait, not only for the teams actually on the clock at 33, 34, and 35 in front of you, but the teams that could trade up knowing you're going to go tackle, because as Jordan just said, that is not a secret. Everybody knows they don't have a left tackle in their depth chart. And now you've drafted, let's say, Daniels or May at 2, and 34 picks later, everybody knows you're trying to get the guy to protect their blind side at 36. So I don't think you can risk somebody jumping you. I think you still would have to move up at that point. So why not move up and get an extra fifth year?
Yeah.
You're talking about the difference of 4 or 5 picks, taking someone at 30 versus 34 or something like that, and you get a fifth year on the cheap, so to speak, in the rookie deal. So the big question is, you know, who falls? Does any of the tackles fall down to the middle of the first round? Because Alt's going to go early. Fuaga from Oregon State, Fatanu from Washington, Fashanu from Penn State, they're all going to go very, very early. And then the next run, that's J.C. Latham, Alabama, Amari Mims, Georgia, Graham Barton from Duke, who I think Jordan Reed said he liked, with Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma, for Washington. But those are the top eight. The next tier starts with Jordan Morgan, who it seems like everybody is mocking to Washington at 36.
Yeah. So if the case you're making is 100% right, and I actually co-sign it, I agree with it, because it's the only position where they don't have flexibility. So when Peterson Newmark, and you heard this press conference earlier on our show, one of the things they talked about, Newmark kind of went into this, was what free agency allowed us to do is to not feel any pressure in the draft. That's the only spot they feel pressure. Because as you said, they don't have a left tackle. Right now it's Cornelius Lucas. You sure? Or it's Braden Daniels. No, thank you. Right? I think everybody knows, to Reed's point, and I guess kind of ours, they're going to draft a tackle at some point. Or they're going to go the second round of free agency. But their starting left tackle is not on their roster. So they're going to get one. It's a matter of when, I think, and how.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.